Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. First one of the year with Frank Warren. How are we doing? How's your health?
Yeah, I'm getting there. Thanks, Omar. Yeah, I'm all good. How's you? And how's your old health? You good?
I'm all right, thanks. I only asked that because last time I spoke to you, you had problems with your back and your Achilles. So
I'm still having problems with my back and my Achilles, but it's better than it was. So I'm slowly but surely getting there.
Okay, well, I take it you will be present at Wembley Arena next weekend, Frank?
I'm determined to be there. Determined.
Okay. Well, someone else is going to need a lot of determination and willpower is Anthony Yard. We know this is one of the toughest assignments, not just in this division, but in any weight class. He's one of the best pound-for-pound fighters, Artur Beterbiev. Where would this rank, if Anthony Yard can pull this off, Frank, in terms of a British win ever? Where would this rank?
I think it's up there in the sort of top four or five, no doubt about that. And, you know, Beterbiev is the only guy who's got a perfect record. 18 wins, 18 knockouts. Any champion. He's the only one who's got that perfect record. He's he's an unbelievable, unbelievable fighter, you know, quality fighter. But I feel Anthony, I think he's got the power. I think he's got the boxing ability and he's got the confidence to cause what the bookies would say is an upset. Mm. I genuinely think he's got a great chance of winning this fight. It's tough, don't get me wrong, it's tough, but I wouldn't have made the fight if I didn't feel that he had a chance of winning it.
Do you think his best chances, Anthony's best chances, are early on?
Sorry, say it again?
Do you think Anthony's best chances are early on? Does he have to get this done early?
No, I don't know. I mean, he's a bit, you know, he's a different fighter now. He's more measured. I mean, when you go back to look at the Kovalev fight, I mean, he was in front on all the judges' cards and then went for it. You know, it was like shit or bust. That's what he did. But he was in front anyway. And he basically punched himself out. And I think that was a bit of naivety. That was his, lack of experience and so forth. But he's a different fighter now. But he's got the same power and he's got a very good jab. He's got speed. And he's got a big heart.
As you mentioned, Beterbiev comes in with 100% KO record. He's quite an intimidating character as well. But we know Anthony Yard, he's not fazed by anything. He's been to Russia fought for a world title before. So that's not going to faze him, is it?
No, it's not. It's not going to faze him. And I mean, I think it's going to be a tremendous fight because they're both powerful punchers. I mean, one's got 100% knockout ratio and Anthony, I think he's only two fights he's lost. And he had, and as you know, in the world champion, he had him all over the place. He was only about 5-10 seconds away from becoming a champion.
What would it mean to you on a personal note? Of course, he nearly did it in Russia. We were all ringside when he nearly pulled off that incredible win over Sergei Kovalev. Didn't quite get there. He started with you as a professional. Didn't really have much amateur background, as you always talk about. Started with you from day dot. If he does manage to bag three world titles next weekend and cause a shock, what would that mean to you, Frank?
Well, that would have been an amazing journey for him and for me and for Tundi and James Cook, all the team. It's a really, you know, when you look at where he's at, from a guy who's, as you said, had that such limited experience, and what he's learned on the way. I mean, he's a good learner, and he's learned, you know, in the last couple of years, he's seems to me he's, you know, he's more mature mentally, and he certainly has so much self-belief. I mean, really does believe in himself. And if he does it, I'm going to be, well, I can't tell you. I mean, I'll probably be running again, get my leg going and up and jumping and doing somersaults. And I hope I am, because, he's a lovely fella, and I really like to see him do it for him and his family. He's had, you know, a lot of people have had tough times and whatever, and he had a very awful time when losing members of his family when through COVID and so forth. So I hope that, this will be a success story. We've done everything we can to win, and he's got to look at, fighters in the past that have gone and done it, you know, like Danny Williams going knocking over Mike Tyson, looking at big underdog when he went out to fight Deontay Wilder Tyson when he went out there the first time and the second time and done the job. Joe Calzaghe, Jeff Lacy, you know, Costa Zoo, Ricky Hatton, Frank Bruno, Oliver McCall, they all did it, and they were all big underdogs. Mm.
Well, yeah, that's live on BT Sport next weekend at Wembley Arena. On the undercard, much talked about professional debut of Moses Itama. The hype started. We had a press conference for him, obviously, last week, where he was talking to the media. A good talker, but an excellent fighter from what we hear. And professional debut next Saturday. Look forward to it.
I certainly do. I mean, I've looked at we've been sponsoring him for a couple of years now. And I know he's been around sparring with most of the top heavyweights in this country. And all the reports back from everyone has been been glowing about him. And if you look at him, he was only 18 in December, and you think he was sparring with some of the guys when he was like 16. And these are mature men and big guys. And to be in there and getting their respect says a lot about him. And if you look at you go on YouTube and you look at this last year's European and World Championships, I mean, the European, which he won, he knocked the four guys out in the first round to win the title. And I think the second year, Worlds, knocked two out, I think put one on the floor and the other one went to, but well won the fights. So he's a bit of a, I think he's a really, really good prospect. What I've seen of him, I love it. And I said that, I know, a few years ago with Daniel Dubois, when same thing in the heavyweight division. And, this boy's got, has done more as a junior amateur than Daniel's done. And I've got to tell you something, I think he's ultra special. I think we're blessed at the moment with his heavyweight talent. And he is something a little bit special.
We have Sam Francis, who manages him, believes that he can break the record, Mike Tyson's record, and become the youngest heavyweight world champion ever. Do you share that sentiment, Frank?
Well, you can. Time will tell with that. And it's, in the pace you put him at. As much as he can punch, he can box, he's also a young man. And what we don't want to do is burn him out. But he said to me, Moses, that's what he wants. That's where he wants to be. And so we'll see. We'll put him on that path, and we've got to do it, and obviously be focused on him developing as a professional fighter. But I've got to tell you something. I think he's something a little bit special. Well, I know he's a little bit special. There's no doubt about that. So much so. I mean, Francis, who's been at Queensbury with us for God knows how many years now, he's gone off and doing his own thing in management. And I think, he's got a gem there. He's got an absolute diamond gem, whatever you want to call it. He is something special. And I hope what we've seen as him as an amateur will translate over to the professionals, because he looks like a pro, and he acts like a pro, and he's got a good mindset.
Well, someone else who acts like a pro and has been doing so very well is Carol Tammy, his older brother, who's also next weekend live on BT Sport. Fight for his first title, WBC international title. So it's a big moment for Carol next weekend.
It is for the family. He comes from a tremendous background as well. He won the youth Olympic gold medal, and he's done everything that's been asked of him. I thought he boxed extremely well last time out, and this is his first title fight, and I'm hoping it's going to be the first of many. So the two brothers are on the bill. And that's going to be, you know, that's going to be great for the pair of them. But he's a good fighter. He's a very good fighter, Carroll. And I, again, I think he's going places.
And as chief support, you've got a WBA flyweight world title fight between Dalekian and Jimenez. What are we expecting from this one, Frank?
I think it's going to be again, it's a quality fight. You know, the Ukrainian is obviously with Alex, who's with Usyk. So you know, it's all part of this relationship that we're building and helping to make, you know, to get us over the line with the big heavyweight fight. But it's great that it's on the card, and I mean, we're all looking forward to it. Two world title fights on the show, and it's on BT on the subscription channel.
That is next weekend. Let's talk about this weekend, because you have actually got a fire in action on Sky Sports box office. Chris Conger obviously takes on your guy, Echo Esserman. There's been a lot of needle in this one, Frank. Back in Echo all the way?
Of course I am. I mean, he's done brilliantly, hasn't he, since he's turned pro. He's done everything that's been asked of him. And it's a tough fight, but, you know, they won the purse bid, and that's part of boxing. Sometimes you've gone fighting somebody else's show, but he's more than capable of winning that fight. It's a tough fight, but he's more than capable, and my money's on him.
Okay. Quickly do want to get your thoughts on the main event as well. Obviously, two fighters that you know very well. Fond memories with Liam Smith you had. Maybe not perhaps the same with Chris Eubank Jr. What are you expecting from this one between Liam and Chris?
I think it's on paper, it's a competitive fight. You know, one's 33, one's 30. I think Liam's 34 now, isn't
34.
He?
34, yeah.
Yeah. So, they're obviously, for that weight division, they're obviously older. I think Liam's got the better resume. He's, he's fought a higher level. He's been in with better quality fighters than Chris Eubanks Jr. has been. Chris Eubanks Jr. has been touted for God knows how many years now as being a prospect. I mean, he's 33. By now, his dad had been retired and had, had like 19, 20 title fights. I just think, although he's coming up a weight, I think that Liam has the capability to beat him with his experience, and he's a good puncher.
Okay, we shall see this weekend. Frank, Ariel Helwani, obviously respected journalist in combat sports, put out a couple of days ago that he believes a deal has been done for the 25th of February in Saudi Arabia between Jake Paul and Tommy Fury. So what can you tell me?
Well, I'm hoping we'll have an announcement soon. But until it's done, it's not done.
Okay, but Tommy's in camp and preparing. Do you know that?
Yeah, I mean, he's been training, and his wife, you know, that was his partner was having having a baby. So obviously, he's got lots of things on his mind. But this is, you know, he's got to get, you know, if we get this over the line, he's got to, you know, get out there and show what he's all about, Tommy. This means it's been going on for a long, long time now, and there's a lot of anticipation. Everybody wants to see the fight, so that's great. And Jake Paul, I think, is a tremendous promoter and done brilliantly for himself and all what he's selling himself. And he's obviously taken out a proper boxing license now. He's now a licensed boxer. So if it's done, it's obviously going to draw a lot of eyeballs. That's for sure.
Okay, look forward to it. In terms of his older brother, Tyson, did you have a positive response on the first draft contract that you sent to his team?
Now, we're at the moment, I think we'll be quite close to announcing this. I mean, it's just, I'm not going to go into the details, but it's been a few little things that we've had to sort out. Not disputes or anything, just working out really where the site is going to be. And that's really it.
Okay, so from what you're saying there, the offers that you were expecting from the Middle East, they've actually materialised?
No.
Okay. So we could still see this at Wembley.
Well, that's if it doesn't move, that's where it'll go. I mean, it's as simple as that. But you know, we've got to, you know, the boxers obviously want to make the most they can from this fight, and I can understand that. And so we've got to respect their wishes and wait and see what happens. I'd love it to be at Wembley. I mean, I think, you know, could you imagine the atmosphere and so forth? I'd love it to be there. But we're just sitting waiting, but we'll not be waiting too long. I think within the next 5-7 days, we will know where we are.
Okay, perfect. All right. Any updates on Joe Joyce and Daniel Dubois?
Joe will be fighting in April and Daniel will be out late April, maybe early May. That's where we are. We're quite close to announcing Joe's fight.
Okay, brilliant. Well, you did announce February 17th. You're going back to your call. David Adlai and Mark Chamberlain. I know tickets are on sale for that as well. So, yeah, big moments for them headlining that card, Adlai and Chamberlain.
It is. They get good exposure. I mean, we're all looking, you know, they will get great exposure on it. And David's done everything to ask of him. You know, this is his first title fight. He's 10-0 fighting a guy who's also 10-0, so it's going to be interesting. And Mark, you know, he's an excellent fighter. And again, he's eager. And I think this year, both of them are going to be involved in big fights. That's what we're moving for, providing they get through York Hall.
Just to mention as well, yeah, Henry Turner defending his WBC international title, which he won in Dubai a couple of months back. And your favourite, Royston Barney Smith, on the card as well.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a good card. It's a nice little card, that. And I'm looking forward to it. So, you know, we're quite busy. We're kicking off the year with a massive fight. You know, nobody can complain about that one. It's a big, big show. And we're putting together some really big fights that we will be announcing, you know, over the next few weeks with all these heavyweights and other fighters. So we're in a pretty good position at the moment. And I think the fans are going to hopefully, and I'm sure they will, like what we're going to announce.
Okay, well, it sounds like a couple of press conferences involving two Furies are coming our way. So confident, finally, before we close off, Frank, those two fights that we talked about, Jake Paul and Tommy Fury and Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk, confident that those fights can get made and the fans will see them?
I think all parties want to get it over the line, as I said earlier, and I am confident. Yeah, I'm very confident.
Frank, thank you very much for your time. I'll see you next week, hopefully when you can make it to Wembley Arena. God willing.
I will. Whatever happens, I'm going to hobble there.
Okay, we'll hobble your way there. See you there. All right. Thank you.
All right. All the best. Thanks, Umar. Sports Social Podcast
Network. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to. Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry. We're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.